From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When it comes to the business of bringing movies and TV shows into your home, Netflix is king. But the competition is heating up fast. The latest initiative comes from Facebook and Warner Brothers, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The Facebook-Warner Brothers deal is tiny at this point, just a single movie, The Dark Knight, available on Facebook for 30 Facebook credits or $3. The move comes on the heels of Amazon.com's announcement last month that it would give its so-called Prime customers the ability to stream about 5,000 movies, documentaries, and TV shows for free. Netflix says it isn't surprised by the competition.
You know, it's pretty unusual for the world to let you run away with a couple billion dollars in revenue and a large market cap without testing the waters.
Ted Sarandos is the chief content officer at Netflix.
Now, I would say, do we take some comfort from the running room we have? Absolutely. We have a huge library of content, and we have a great relationship with over 20 million subscribers.
The company's rise has been quite stunning. It went from 12 million to 20 million subscribers last year, and it's now streaming most of its content rather than sending out DVDs. Kevin Warbeck, an expert in internet technologies at the Wharton School, suggests we're witnessing part of a decades-long shift in our viewing habits. We've gone from a world with only network television and theatrical releases of films to an explosion of online content.
It's gone from a relatively simple marketplace where there were a few kinds of content and fairly clear rules about how the content got to different places to anything goes. And no one is quite sure how things are going to come out in the future.
Right now, Netflix has the clear advantage in number of customers, size of its library, and its streaming technology. But lots of companies are trying to chip away at its lead or change the video distribution game completely. Movie studios, cable and phone companies, Apple, Google, and Amazon are just some of the players.
You click on and bingo, and I can give you a great demo here real quick.
Cameron Janes heads up Amazon's Instant Video.
This is an example of one of the great titles we have. This is Amadeus.
Mozart!
Amadeus won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1984, and much of the content Amazon Prime customers can stream for free is old. But Amazon, known as a fierce competitor, says it's just getting started. Dan Rayburn, an analyst at Frost & Sullivan, a research and consulting firm, likes Amazon's strategy. The company can draw more customers to its premium service and use the extra revenue to buy more and newer content. Ann Rayburn says he could easily imagine Amazon making its Kindle video compatible.
Well, that means Amazon controls the device, the platform, and the distribution. That's something Netflix can't do.
But remember, there are lots of players in this market, and it's quite possible the market will simply fragment, with lots of companies distributing content in lots of different ways. It's hard to predict the future, but Netflix executive Ted Sarandos says consumers have reason to be happy.
Competition is always good for consumers and generally good for the players involved. This is a marathon. It's a long race. We're just entering into a very important phase in online video delivery.
And it's not yet clear just who will be at the finish line. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.